Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
We are joined by one of the contestants of SAS Australia, comedian Merrick Watts. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
I mean, the first obvious question is, why did you sign up for this? It looks so grueling. What compelled you to do it?
Classic case of didn't do my research.
Right.
I actually thought I was going on a show to do some dancing. And it turns out it's not actually that at all. It turns out it's not the easiest thing. It's actually the hardest thing you can possibly do on television.
So, it looks like it, yeah. I wonder why you showed up in a sequin dress. That's why I was like, yeah, oh, he's clearly
definitely. Got... When I rolled up in a pair of Cuban heels and glitter pants, they went, I think you've misjudged the situation here, Merrick.
But, I mean, it has been very challenging. And last week you guys were doing one challenge in particular where you were going across the rope. I'm sure you remember it well, but just for any listeners who missed it, this is what it sounded like.
Oh, that's it, that's it. Keep making them faces.
It's my ball stuff. It's absolutely shredded my nuts.
Shut up, number 10. Do you think this is a joke?
So you had some of the other contestants laughing and us as well. Has that been the main challenge for you, Merrick, on the show, like suppressing that cheeky humour that you are known for and trying hard not to crack up?
Look, I'll be honest with you, not really. You're so frightened most of the time that you just shut up and do as you're told, otherwise you risk dying. So you just... I just switched it off when I needed to and switched it on when I needed to. And I found that humour was most effective when we were back in the accommodation after a long day and everyone was a bit kind of knackered and a bit down. And that's when I'd kind of do jokes and cheer everybody up and try to get a little bit of my own spirits up as well. But when you're on course, when you're crossing a ravine, or as Faraz would call it incorrectly, a chasm, you would find that you need to focus up pretty heavily, otherwise you can find yourself in real trouble. And in that very circumstance where I was crossing the rope, I did manage to give myself a very cheap vasectomy. So,
great. Now my kids
anything can happen. Yeah.
Wow. Well, AFL player Sabrina Frederick, she surprised you last week when she ditched the team in the escape room, but...
Yeah.
Have any of the other contestants surprised you? Like, are there some that are tougher than you expected? And then are there those that aren't as tough as you thought they'd be?
Erin McNaught is tough as nails. You know, being a Miss Australia pageant queen, and, you know, she's a beautiful looking woman. She's very fit, though. But she has just got so much grit, so much determination, and so much internal fortitude. She also thought with great mental clarity as well. She really surprised me how completely switched on she was. And young Jackson Warne as well. Just a top bloke that he might come on as a 21-year-old son of a mega star of sport. Mm. He might come on with a crappy attitude and be a little bit sort of like, oh, well, I'm not really here to do it. And he was just unreal to be around. A terrific guy.
It'd be interesting to see if his dad signs up for the next season.
He can't. His dad can't do it because you can't smoke and go across a ravine at the same time.
That rules him out. Fair enough.
You'll see tonight there's what they call a drown-proofing exercise where we get chucked into a tank of water.
Oh, God.
And it's extremely difficult and very, very challenging because your hands are bound. And basically, they're trying to push you to the point where you think you might drown and panic underneath water. And it's really very confronting. And Jackson, for a 21-year-old bloke, has got so much mental fortitude and so much strength that it was really great watching him in this challenge.
Yeah, but he's going to go into the fetal position anytime he plays Marco Polo from now on. It's like traumatized the guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're playing Marco Polo at the age of 21 or above, you need to think about what you're doing with your life, don't you?
I guess so. I'll have to have a rethink. In what ways do you reckon the show has changed you, Merrick, in the way that you deal with just day-to-day life, like just around the house, things like that?
Oh, well, now when I go around the house, I don't just kind of, walk around flippantly like I used to. Now I traverse the house with ropes.
All right, okay, sure.
I usually paint my face with camouflage and hide behind a pot plant so my wife can't find me. And I found that very effective. But to be honest, I think that how it's changed my life is it's made me the most confident physically and mentally I've ever been in my entire life.
Wow, okay.
It can't help but, it forges you, like literally through, pain, anguish and determination. It just forges you. And every single one of us who, went any more than just a few days, all of us have really changed. Now, we've all taken enormous benefit from it. So it's an incredible thing to do. It's not like just going on a show to try and win. It's so much more.
Yeah, it does look like it's had a dramatic impact on those that are still involved with the show, but we'll have to wait and see who comes out on the other side. SAS Australia continues tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30 on Prime 7. I'll let you go and put your camouflage makeup on, Merrick, and thank you so much for joining us this morning, mate. Appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. Have a great day.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.